from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The number of people killed in airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition on a market in northern Yemen's Hajjah province Tuesday has risen to 119, according to a UN agency. The strikes saw 119 killed, including up to 22 children and 47 injured, according to the UNICEF's Children Agency in a statement. Meanwhile, local health officials had previously reported 41 people killed. EU leaders are expected to seal a final deal with Turkey on migrants at a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday and Friday. On the agenda is a controversial plan to send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey to relieve the strain on resources of countries on the eastern edge of the European Union. For every undocumented migrant that Turkey accepts, the EU says it will accept one Syrian refugee from Turkey. The EU says it will take up to a total of about 70,000 refugees who will be resettled in Europe in a process overseen by the United Nations Refugee Agency. Two Palestinians stabbed an Israeli soldier near a group of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank Thursday before being shot dead. That's according to the army. The incident occurred at the Ariel Junction in the West Bank. The female soldier was being taken to a hospital while the two assailants were shot by forces at the scene. South Africa's sports minister has denied Thursday that bribes were paid to win the right to host the 2010 World Cup. It comes as FIFA seeks to claw back money from officials facing graft charges in the United States. Football World's governing body this week issued a wide-ranging acknowledgement of what it called brazen corruption.